Looks like we are all here already. Thank you for being so early. Before I go into the guided meditation, I like to say a few words about it. When you do metta practice, really remember it is the practice of acceptance, of welcoming whatever arises, welcoming and connecting with what your experience is like. It's not about forcing any state of mind. Actually, it's the opposite of that. Metta practice does not mean we push ourselves to be in a certain way. So I will make a few suggestions and I will bring in a few phrases and a suggestion of where to focus your mind. But if that does not work for you, see what else comes up that might work at the moment. If, for example, you do experience aversion coming in, which can happen, then my suggestion is connect with that. Like the first step is really seeing what it is, accepting what comes up, and connecting with that. Accepting, connecting doesn't, as I said yesterday evening already, doesn't mean we have to like it. But it means we are taking it in. It's kind of including, taking on board what the present experience is like. That very much is metta practice. If on top of everything else, you are really moving into the space where the experience of loving, of caring, and also of kindness and well-wishing really comes in and you do experience that as a feeling. That's wonderful. But it doesn't always work straight away. So don't be frustrated. Don't feel you are failing or don't feel like you are not doing it right. It's very important because these are the ways how we are undermining ourselves. And I hope that we don't move, or none of us is moving into that place. So that's just as an overall reminder for each of you. With the metta practice, what is really important is to begin with that we really take in where are we at this moment in time. How does the body feel? What kind of mood is present in the mind? So we are really starting from where we are now. That's very important. If we start from an idea or an ideal in the mind of how it should be and where we should be and how we should practice, then we might miss out on where we are. When we are missing out on where we are actually not practicing metta. So the quality of metta is really connecting with what is present, embracing, accepting, and really bringing awareness into that present moment experience. And the awareness that we bring into this has a gentle quality, has a quality of kindness, has the quality of spaciousness with it. That's very important. So we are not kind of trying to manipulate ourselves into a certain place. We are really looking and starting from where we are right now. If you don't do that, I doubt that the results of your practice will be satisfying, will be working well for you. Yes, we do, and we can push ourselves into certain places, and we can kind of manipulate our emotional states, but I don't recommend doing that. Just see where you are and really starting from that place. I think that's all I want to say in advance. So make yourself comfortable, sit in a way that you can sustain for a little while, like for 45 minutes, 50 minutes. And make sure, again, especially for those who are new to this all, make sure that when you are sitting, your spine is really straight without being tight or tense. Like the body, and especially the upper part of the body, is really upright. If you are sitting on a cushion, the recommendation is really to have the legs crossed in front of you. And if your knees are sticking out quite high, then make sure you have some cushions underneath to support your legs and to support your knees. The hands resting in the lap, palm on top of each other or on your sides, the palms down. And the head is in line with the spine, the chin a little bit tucked in. And just notice how it feels to sit here, to experience the body sitting in this situation at this moment right now. When we are doing that, we are not going into judgments. We are just noticing what is happening. Like if you feel any tightness or any tensions, then see if you can relax, if you can allow your body to be at ease. Often we might feel some tensions in the shoulders or around the solar plexus, and just consciously letting go. Being present with the body sitting. Notice also the mood of the mind. Notice what is present in the mind. Thoughts, maybe some emotional states. Just noticing, taking in, acknowledging, this is what is right now. And everything has its place is included, is part of this experience. Metta practice is impartial. We don't exclude. We don't take only this and not that. All has its place. All is part of this experience, this moment. When you're ready, in your own time, bring your attention towards the center of the chest, the area around your heart. When you're practicing loving kindness, this is usually where we are starting from. If you feel a lot of tension there, if you feel tightness or really not if you feel uncomfortable to focus there, find another place in the body where you really feel relaxed, where there is spaciousness and ease. But I do recommend, if you can, bring your attention to the chest, area around the heart, and allow the awareness to settle in there. Notice what you are meeting. Metta practice means we are opening the heart, the citta, towards this present moment experience. We are opening, accepting whatever we meet. See if you can really relax into this place, into this space around your heart. Wishing ourselves well. What do you value about yourself? What are the deepest wishes for yourself? See if you can bring the feeling of well-being, of kindness, of care towards yourself. If you find that very difficult, bring up in your mind a situation where you have been receiving that from somebody else, or where you have been giving it to somebody else. But the first step, if you can do it, is really turning this wishing well towards yourself, opening up towards yourself, towards this being here. Noticing what is happening when you do that, and connecting. For most of us, this is not what we do very often. May this heart be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. In all ways. May I be free from outer and inner harm. May I be well. Free from pain or any kind of suffering. May this heart be at ease. Turning towards yourself with care, kindness, gentleness, not forcing anything, just allowing to unfold what is there, making space for what is there. I feel safe and protected. I be free from any outer or inner harm. and his heart be free and at ease. May I be free from any physical or emotional pain. These phrases, these sentences are just suggestions. If they don't work for you, find your own ones, find your own words. Find your own language that expresses the feeling of loving kindness, the expression of care and concern, turning it towards yourself. May I be free from any outer or inner harm. May I feel safe, protected. May this heart be free. And allowing the sense of well-being radiating from the center of the chest into all parts of your body. Like the rays of the sun, warming up, expanding into every cell of our body, relaxing, opening, expanding. Yeah, be well and at ease. May this heart be free. Wishing yourself well. Accepting whatever you need, how you feel. May I be happy and allow myself to experience joy in its deepest sense. Allowing the heart to open. Allowing well-being to spread into every cell of your body. be happy and well. May I be free from any kind of suffering. The next step we are doing is we are bringing up in our mind a benefactor, somebody who has been supporting, a loving support in our lives. That could be a teacher, a parent, a really good friend. Maybe your partner. But make sure you are not going into any romantic feelings here. You are really looking at the sense of unconditional love. We are not looking at developing attachment. So look into who that is or who that could be in your life, a benefactor, somebody who has been supportive, loving, caring, and bring that person up in your mind. See the face, look at the person. And imagine the person sitting down in front of you. And you are sharing this sense of well-being, of wishing well, of caring with this person. May you be well. And happy. May you be free from any kind of suffering. May you be safe and protected. In all ways. May you be free from any outer inner harm. May your heart be at ease. May you be free. Rest in peace. Whatever phrases, whatever words come, allow them to express your feeling of well-being, your wishes for well-being towards this other person. Allow the heart to be open, connecting with the other, accepting, wishing well, caring. may you be safe and protected. In all ways. May you be free from any outer or inner harm. May you be happy and at ease. May your deepest wishes for yourself become true. Let go of the image and come back to the center of your chest, to the area around the heart. Notice what is going on there right now. Settling back in there just for a moment. Relaxing. Resting. Just being. The next person to bring up in your mind is somebody you find easy to love, you find easy to connect with, somebody who is close to your heart. Bring that person up in your mind. And imagine the person is sitting down in front of you. And you're sharing your wishes for well-being with this person. I'm thinking about somebody who is really close to you, like really, like say a very good friend, maybe one of your, like a child, if you're a mother or father. Somebody who is close to you, who you find easy to love. And again, noticing or knowing that each of us wants to be happy. All sentient beings have the wish to be happy. Wishing well. May you be well and at ease. May you be free from any kind of suffering. your heart, be deeply at ease. May you be safe and protected from any outer or inner harm. May you be happy and well, free from any emotional or physical pain. May your heart be peaceful, free. Wishing well, caring, loving unconditionally. Opening the heart towards somebody else. Accepting, connecting, taking in. Being with. Openly, without conditions. May you be well and at ease. May you be free from self. And letting go of the image, coming back to the center of your chest, resting there for a moment. I'm asking you as the next step to bring somebody up in your mind who you don't know so well. Somebody who is not very close to you. And just take a moment to bring up a person like that. And then imagine the person sitting down in front of you. Opening your heart as much as you can. Connecting. Being aware, taking in this other being. This other person. Knowing that all beings want to be happy, wish for well-being. And we are sharing this sense of well-being with this person that we don't know very well. May it be happy and well. May you be free from any kind of suffering. May your heart be at ease, free, free from any bondage, free from any kind of suffering. May you feel safe and protected. May you be free from any outer or inner harm. May you be well. Connecting, being present with this other being, keeping the heart open, accepting what you need, also accepting what you meet inside yourself by doing this, wishing well, caring for somebody you don't know very well, who is not so close to your heart, may you be happy and well. May your heart be at ease. And gently let go of this image. Come back to your heart. Allow awareness to rest in the center of your chest. Notice how it feels to come back there. Notice what you meet. Now bring somebody up who you don't know very well and who you have had difficulties with. Somebody you don't find so easy to relate to and don't choose the most difficult person in your life. But choose somebody you maybe have had a misunderstanding with, or who you feel maybe hard to connect with. Somebody who you feel is very different than you are. And allow this person to sit down in front of you. It's always very interesting when often when we come in the meditation to this place, suddenly people shift and start shuffling around. It's okay. We'll just notice, take that in. And that is the response. So just really clearly bring up the person in front of you, the face of the person, and look at the person, take the person in. And be really aware how much you can really open your heart towards this other person. It might not be so easy, and that is okay. And reminding yourself, all sentient beings, all human beings, search for happiness, are afraid of pain, of suffering. All of us want to be accepted, want to be seen for what we are. We have that wish for ourselves, and so do others have this wish. May you be safe and protected. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May your heart be at ease and free from any kind of suffering. May you be happy and well. May you experience inner peace deeply. May you be safe and protected. And may your heart be free at ease. May you be free from any outer or inner harm. See how much you can take in this person that you find not so easy to relate to. How much can you open your heart towards this being? Can you see this person really fully? Can you accept this person for what he or she is? knowing that there are more than one aspect to it. Knowing that, like you, this person is longing for happiness, for well-being. Can we include him or her in that way in our life? Can we send wishes for well-being to this person? You be free and at ease. May you be free from all kinds of suffering. And letting go of this person, the image of this person, coming back to the center of your chest, the area around your heart, noticing what you meet there now. Resting for a moment, taking in. Now we send these wishes of well-being to all around us, starting with the people in this room. May you be happy. May you be well. May your heart be free from any inner or outer harm. May you feel safe and protected. May you be free from any kind of suffering. May you be well and happy. Making your heart wide and open, inclusive to all around you. And making it even wider, including everybody who lives in this area here, all beings, not just human beings. All sentient beings, small, middle, large, every being in the area around this center. And you feel safe and protected. And you be safe from in any inner or outer harm. May you be happy and well, free from any kind of suffering. Metta practice is inclusive. And it has no boundaries. So allow the feeling of well-wishing, the caring, the unconditional love to spread as wide, as far as it goes. Limitations are only there because we put them there. Include all beings. Tiny, small, middle, large, all creatures, all human beings, in this openness of heart, wishing them well, may they experience well-being, may they find deep inner peace, may they be free from any kind of suffering. May they be well. May all beings be well. May they be free from suffering, from inner or outer harm. And may they experience deep peace and freedom. And allow this feeling to expand as far as you can reach. Embracing this whole planet. There don't need to be limitations. Including all those beings who suffer right now, wishing them well, wishing them freedom from pain, from harm. Sending them well-being, wishing them well-being. And may those who are happy right now continue to be happy. Continue to be well. All beings. And very gently, slowly, come back to the center of your chest. Bring your awareness, draw your awareness back to that place. Allow it to settle, to rest there. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings be free from any kind of suffering.